on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
All right, we're going to do some news for you quickly because we want to get King Shelter in here and playing live. And then we've got a full album Fridays this morning with Deep Sea Diver. Is that right, Steph? Yeah, okay. 9 a.m. that'll happen. So quickly on 3rd Street Hill. Here's the latest, okay? It's closed still, of course, during the day, as you know,
if you live in town.
But the director of water quality, David Schissler, has an update on the sewer construction. All this week, it has been open in both directions after 5 p.m., and it will continue in that way all day, both days this weekend. So after 5, it'll be open normally. But it will be closed in both directions 24/7, beginning this Monday morning, until March 30th, because they're going to start demoing and reconstructing the specially treated pavement. And finally, they do say the majority of the work should be complete by the end of the first week in April. However, there still will be work on the project that will require intermittent short-term closure of lanes on 3rd Street Hill and Loma Terrace, primarily during normal working hours. So the end is not really in sight.
No, I know, and it is frustrating, but this is the time of year to do it, I guess, you know, it's construction season.
It's not going to be very soon. If they dip into April or May at all, I mean, it's going to get really crowded down there.
So. I know. I feel their pain, but I think, you know, the town's so busy, even in the winter these days.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, 70 degrees, FYI, if you're listening in, you know, Wisconsin.
Also in Southern California news this morning, the U.S. theme park operator SeaWorld says it is ending its controversial orca breeding program. The decision means the orcas currently at the parks will be the last generation. SeaWorld has 12 parks across the U.S., and it's faced heavy criticism over alleged poor treatment of its captive orcas, also known as killer whales. Activists have called for the orcas to be released into the wild, but SeaWorld claims they would likely die. For as long as they live, the orcas at SeaWorld will stay in our parks, the company said on Thursday, that it would also scrap plans for a $100 million project called Blue World that would have enlarged its orca habitat at SeaWorld San Diego.
In other news, the German government has closed down Auschwitz in order to avoid paying any taxes. Actually, you know what happened yesterday? When SeaWorld made that announcement, their share price went up 6%.
Well, that's exactly why they're doing this. I mean, there's very little they can do to recover from the media disaster that they're in after the movie Blackfish.
Yeah.
But I suppose this is the sort of stuff they have to do to stay afloat.
Ah. Oh, I love it. Because they were actually going underwater, weren't they? The whole thing was... But anyway, no, I suppose that's a good thing for any killer whales listening. Congratulations.
And finally, on a completely different note, an electrician has died after falling 53 floors from a construction site in Los Angeles. Police were quoted as saying the man struck the rear of a car on Wilshire when he fell. It was reportedly the man's only second day working on the project. It's a $1 billion development, which will be the tallest building on the U.S. West Coast when completed. The driver of the car was hysterical, waving her hands in the air when she was confronted.
Can you imagine?
God.
Oh, no.